Back in the mid-1800s to early 1900s, a man named Ulysses S. Grant was in his prime. He was a Civil War hero, general in the U.S. Army, and served two terms as the 18th President of the United States. Fighting and playing key roles in many wars and battles, he was a staple in the North's victory during the Civil War. Hello, my name is Gabby Arvig, and this podcast will cover a great deal of the life of our 18th President and General of the Army, Ulysses S. Grant. I'll start with his birth and lead up to the battles of Chattanooga. Then, Grant's role in the Battle of Chattanooga will be covered. Finally, I'll go over his life after the war, his death, and his contribution to America today. Let's begin. Hiram Ulysses Grant was born April 27, 1822, in Point Pleasant, Ohio, to a couple working at a tanner's shop. With all of the burns, sweat, and strength needed to keep up with the shop, he knew he didn't want to continue the same difficult, time-consuming labor for the rest of his life. Dealing with the pungent fumes of tanning leather and cow hides wasn't for him. Grant figured he could do so much more than spend endless days boiling in the heat of the sun. As an alternative, he decided to go to West Point, a military base, to become a soldier. This may have been pressured upon him, as he was nominated by Thomas Hamer to attend at the age of 16. It wasn't his first choice, but it was the only way to continue his education. Eventually, Grant was taken to West Point, New York, to receive military training. He graduated July 1, 1843, at the age of 21. Now, to avoid the situation of having his initials, HUG at the time, printed on the side of his uniform, Hiram officially changed his name to Ulysses S. Grant. No, the S in Grant's name doesn't stand for anything. It is a phantom initial, courtesy of an error made by Thomas Hamer when he wrote out Ulysses' nomination form. Grant fought successfully in many wars and battles in the Civil War. These include the Mexican-American War, which was the only war he fought in before the Civil War. He won control of the Mississippi Valley, won the Battle of Shiloh, the Siege of Vicksburg, and the Battle of Gettysburg. All the while, Grant was rising through the ranks, to the point where he was the Major General of Volunteers. This brings us to the battles for Chattanooga. Without Grant, the fight at Chattanooga, Tennessee, might not have actually happened. General Rosecrans, leading an attack at the time, began making preparations to abandon Chattanooga, hoping to leave the cramped knights trapped in a tent atop the damp dirt roads winding through a ghost town of lonely wooden buildings. Grant was the only reason this didn't happen, frantically sending telegrams as soon as he had gotten word that under no costs was Rosecrans allowed to withdraw from the town. In response to Rosecrans' dim decision, Grant placed Thomas as the new general, removing Rosecrans from the fight. Later on, Grant sent General Thomas to probe the center of the Confederate, or the Southern, army line. This resulted in the Confederates attacking, but then being forced to retreat to Missionary Ridge. With the confusion of having to retreat, quarrels spurred among the Confederate lines. Some believed they were to make camp on top of Missionary Ridge, while others argued they were to trek higher up the ridge. Due to unclear orders, no preparation, and poor choice of location, the Confederates could hardly fight back without accidentally shooting each other. As the stench of gunpowder stained the air, the tang of blood filled soldiers' mouths. Hands gripped the slick wood and metal of their shotguns. The grass turned red, and the sound of shouting and firing receded. It was clear that Grant had won yet another battle for the Union. All of the battles Ulysses S. Grant fought in were important. It was essential that he triumphed in those battles and versed the opponent as many times as he did. However, I believe Chattanooga to be the most important of these battles. This would be because Chattanooga was the battle that resulted in Grant's promotion to General of the Army. For those of you unfamiliar with the ranks of the military, General of the Army is the highest officer rank available. However, it has been reserved for wartime use only, and isn't currently being awarded. You may want to argue that the most important battle came after this, when Grant forced Lee to surrender, marking the end of the Civil War and victory for the Union. I agree, that was a major battle. However, it definitely wouldn't turn out the same if someone else were the general of the army. None of the battles after Chattanooga would have. They would have likely lasted longer, or much shorter, depending on how you look at it. There would have been many more casualties, and we wouldn't have the same war tactics that we have today, thanks to Grant's strategic planning skills. After the battles for Chattanooga, along with other wars, Ulysses was elected President of the United States. It is said that he seemed to be the right choice, seeing as he was essential in the removal of slavery, along with the ending of the Civil War. Others weren't as satisfied, claiming that his terms were on the weaker half of previous and future presidents. Nonetheless, Grant was elected to serve two terms, becoming the 18th President of the United States. Unfortunately, Grant passed away due to esophageal cancer, causing his death to be prolonged and painful. The cancer was likely linked to his decision to smoke throughout his life. This ended Grant's days on July 23, 1865. He lived to be 63 years old. Anyway, Grant worked hard toward the removal of slavery, caused Lee to surrender and end the Civil War, rose through the ranks of the U.S. military, and even became President of the United States. Without him, we would definitely not be in the same U.S. we are in today. For all we know, slavery would have stuck around, our states between the North and South remaining divided, and the battles would have been much different by means of time, casualties, and strategy. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast, and I hope you've learned something about the General and President, Ulysses S. Grant, and what he did for the United States. Have a good day.